KE7OLJ en route.
KC7LAW en route, 20 minutes out. KC7LAW en route, 20 minutes out. KF7FTU.
Ryan, John, on.
But.
Do we have coordinates on the top of your guest?
Yes, I don't know what the confidence factor is, but they seem pretty accurate based upon them saying that they're 4 miles from the falls. A little low volume. Do you want me to text you the coordinates?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Jim, go ahead.
Hey, we're trying to get in the pit. We got a code from dispatch. Probably not right. I was wondering if you had a new code or else that would be.
Who's we? Jim, who is we?
I'm with one of the deputies and then with Mitch Pearl.
Okay, I only have what dispatch gave to Brian, and Brian texted it to me. That's all I have.
Okay, because I know we got in here, a couple of months ago, and I'm wondering how we got in.
I think those came from Michael, possibly.
Okay.
Although, actually, I think we ended up doing the, put a Stokes basket on the magnetic strip on the back side of the inside of the outgoing side, and then went reverse direction through that. I'm pretty sure that's what we ended up doing. I'm at the Sarah house. I can, there's no one here. I can redirect up there and bring Stokes basket.
Yeah,
Sean, someone just pulled up.
You at the Sarah house, Brian?
Yeah, it was Dale or somebody. Green Explorer.
Okay, I'm pulling in right now. Field.
KF7FTU.
Gainesville.
And Sean, James Hoybe and I are probably just over 5 minutes out. KE7OLJ.
Yeah, this is James. And I'm due to the board meeting. I'm not going to be able to go in the field tonight, but I can help with ops, shuttle gear, whatever you need until 7 o'clock.
Sean, he's going to have to change. Might be a bit.
Sean, Jason.
Jim, Sean, on Lemon.
We got a code that works.
Can you text that to me?
Pound 001.
Thank you. Jim, I assume that was the outer gate? If you can confirm or tell me a different one, the inner gate, when you guys get them.
Will do.
Okay, good.
Jim, are you calling?
I was trying to get a hold of Sean.
Jim, go ahead.
Okay, the sound is help.
Got it, thank you. Jim, go ahead. You had mentioned the
Sean on.
Good.
Any word on California? Is that anything out and answering?
No, I just tried the scene again and no answer. We sat in Tijera at the hangar, so it's just a matter of getting it rolled out.
Okay, thanks.
Sean, you want me to follow you going on up?
Sure.
783. Gordon, behind you. Is that Sean?
Yes, Gordon.
Gordon, you can follow us up.
We know there's some issue on rescue. I'm going to be on limb.
Okay, so beat.
Gordon, let me turn around and then you can park in that dirt area there. Brian, Sean on limb, sit back.
What?
Any patient update yet? Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what gear we want to take into the field. Otherwise, we have to take everything.
Sure, but we're not answering, so I don't have anything.
All right, thanks. Gain 2 SMC.
I copy, Sheriff 1.
3-1, Sheriff 1.
Go ahead, sir.
Going over Rincon High School, and we do have the coordinates per 381 headed that way.
Sounds good.
Any new updates?
No, they're not entering. Cena's not entering the phone, so I don't know how many people are up there or anything. Just put in the call.
Okay, will do.
Brian Sean on Lemons.
Okay.
Is anyone else still up there, Sarah members?
Scotty and Eric W.
Okay, I'll come back down and take another.
Okay.
You have four in the field, Stokes wheel, basket, sandwich splint, and med bags.
Sounds good.
Sorry, yeah, Gordon, five late, five in the field.
Thank you.
We're in the canyon looking at this time. For coordinates, we're about a mile out. Any contact?
Negative.
Negative contact, okay.
Sean, I have a case number and mission number for your paperwork when you're ready.
I'm driving back. I'll get it in a bit.
No worries.
Gain to us then.
You have 7 of you. Getting easier with the wind.
Not at this point with the winds. We're good. We're still moving up canyon slowly, following the trail to try and locate them.
Step one. They plotted very close to the junction up there. Esparo and Cathedral Junction. Their coordinates plotted in the southeast corner of that, but they're called the entrail.
The equipment team is moseying slowly on. No, not marrying.
Copy. Equipment team is...
Copy. KE7VTO.
Hey, Pat, you need a break?
Do you know somebody that can do that?
I'm on my way.
Got the light. Get the flight.
That light is much too valuable. It's got emotional and sentimental value.
So does the helicopter.
Jeremy, Brian, I'm ready. And Sheriff Lynette, I don't know if you guys have thought about it, but I don't think he's male. Like, reaches on his handheld. Do you have, like, a time clock going to go back up?
No, not really. He said that he wanted us to come back here. He was going to take up a little bit of the package and then move a little bit away from the wall.
Okay. I would anticipate him not being able to tell you when he's ready, so we'll leave it up to you as what you think it's going to take to make everything coincide with each other.
Okay, we'll do. We're going to give them another 5 minutes, and then we'll probably lift and make radio contact.
Sounds good.
Brian, Sean 11.
This is going to be a Stokes basket or a abdomen bag carry out. Abdomen bag hoist out of there. We'll be landing back here at DLZ.
Okay, so you're going to hoist the patient and then go back for the other two?
Brian, Sean on Lemon.
That part of the plan had not been discussed yet. It was my understanding that Jeremy is with another hiker.
Right, so are you going to hoist the patient out and then bring the patient back here and then go back for Jeremy and companion?
Well, we'll discuss that with Jeremy when we make contact with him. That was not part of the plan. The plan initially was just to get the victim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's plan on you guys going back for him and the other lady or other person.
Brian, Sean on Lemon.
What?
Most likely we can relay to Jim and his team to talk to Jeremy.
All right, go ahead and give that a try. Jeremy on Lemon.
Yeah, I got a lot of things here. I'm sure seeing if you can essentially actively be able to relay between the vehicles. Copy. Patient is in the position we need them, and you're beginning passage packaging right now. Off. Can you copy?
Off. Copy.
I missed a little bit. He's packaging the patient and what?
So the patient is in position for the hoist and is being packaged currently.
Okay. Does he have a ETA for the helicopter? It's going to take him a little bit to get back up there.
Jeremy, they're looking for if you have an ETA for the helicopter because it's going to take them a little while to get back up on scene.
Okay, so let's get
it. Copy less than 10.
Okay. Sheriff, one copy.
I copied the relay less than 10.
Hello?
So, Sheriff Juan, not officer, I see Sheriff Juan. When we lowered the gear included the screamer, tagline, the bellman, and the stretcher.
I copy your list of equipment. Hey, Pat, for your next couple landings here, is there a reason you didn't go over to this open spot?
Which open spot?
Further south. West. This one over here.
Hey, Brian, this is where we've always did our LZ right here, this spot right here.
Okay. If the one over here is conducive, is there, sometimes we get hikers that come up on that trail behind you. We're a little more secluded in this corner. If it's conducive.
And I see Sheriff, do you want us to go ahead and lift, start heading that way? It's going to take us at least 5 to get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brian, do you want Jim to do one final check-in with Jeremy?
No. We'll let Sheriff on lift, and they'll get in contact with him once they get off the ground.
Copy.
And Sheriff Juan, once you get, you probably have a comp with Jeremy now. Just let him know you're up.
Sheriff 1-10-4. Jeremy, this is Sheriff 1. Rescue 377, Sheriff 1 on rescue. North to the rock.
Yeah, Jim, if you want to go ahead and relay.
Jeremy, AC on rescue.
377, Sheriff 1. We're inbound to you, coming up Canyon. Okay, may need a couple more minutes, 10-4. We're just a slow roll to your spot. Hey, AC, this is Sheriff 1. Have we overphoned you?
Yeah, you guys went by us about a minute ago.
Okay. So we're, I guess, maybe a mile and a half for you to the scene.
Copy, it's a mile and a half for us.
By helicopter. And hey, AC, this is Sheriff 1. Just up this canyon to our left is the scene itself, so you guys are making a little good progress. We'll give you a mile and a half to the original coordinates that we had.
Copy. And the scene was on trail?
Affirmative.
Yeah, I got to see if I can get along with this further up there, so it seems like it's closer.
My bag.
by the Hasty team right now, inbound to you.
Sean, it looked like, was that last traffic for me?
It's Sheriff One just talking to Jeremy about picking up all the bags and asking how heavy the bags are.
Sean, the equipment team, Scotty and Eric are with us.
Copy, Scotty and Eric.
Copy, KE7VT.
KE2SNC.
Ops, Jim on Lincoln Plex.
Ops, go ahead. All right, Jim, go ahead for ops.
Looks like Sheriff One is kind of backing his spot there. Not sure that they're coming.
Copy, you said Sheriff One is coming back out of the canyon?
They've pulled back from the, and I'm not sure if they're moving. Yeah, now they're starting to come
out. So maybe there's a couple iterations.
Sheriff One, I see we're bringing everybody down.
I copy, everyone is en route. We're standing by. We've got a group to come up and grab the other hiker and all the gear, and we'll also be putting, giving you all your gear back as well.
Copy.
And Sean Hasty, we're going to be returning now that everybody...
Copy, Hasty's turning around. The other team, the equipment team, if you turn around also, okay, into us.
Yeah, equipment team is starting to hit that.
Car 783 is at the trailhead waiting for you.
We've got a full crew over on our way back here.
I copy, full crew on the way back. And we'll get you offloaded and reloaded with your gear so you can get out of here quick.
Sheriff 1-10-4. And AC, this is Sheriff 1. Can we overfly you again? Just checking your status.
Yeah, we were at Camo now as you guys went by, but we're good and we're headed out. Thanks again, Sheriff 1.
All right. AC is code 4. IC, and we're inbound to you. ETA is 2-minute.
Roger that. Hey, we're done, guys. Thanks for the help.
Operation AC on Lincoln Plex.
AC, go ahead.
We're back through cardiac gap.
Copy, through cardiac gap.
Okay, 7-8-0.
get a cancel takeout?